A statement published in a Basque newspaper and attributed to ETA suggests the group may strike again in retaliation for what it calls government attacks in Spain's wealthy northern Basque region. But Tuesday, ETA said it wanted to continue the peace process, while also taking responsibility for a Madrid airport blast that killed 2 people and injured roughly 24 others. The bombing ended a 9-month-old permanent ceasefire declared by the separatist group last March. Experts suggest ETA was frustrated by the lack of advances in the peace process. The United States and the European Union consider ETA a terrorist group. It's blamed for at least 800 deaths in its nearly 4-decade-old campaign for an independent Basque country in northern Spain and part of southwestern France. A spokesman for the group's political wing refused to comment on warnings ETA might launch further strikes. But Basque journalist and ETA expert Gorka Landaburu denounced the group's latest published statement.
C'est un communiqué totalement irresponsable. C'est un communiqué qui est en dehors de la réalité. Et bon, le terrain,
speaking by telephone from the Spanish Basque city of San Sebastian, Landaburu described ETA as completely irresponsible and unrealistic for both warning of future strikes and vowing to continue with the peace process. Landaburu, a victim of an ETA attack, says the Madrid bombing surprised everyone, including Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero.
C'est évident, si tout le monde a été surpris, également le gouvernement espagnol, surtout le président du gouvernement...
Landaburu says Mr. Zapatero had invested a lot in a peace process launched with the separatists last year. It's too early to say whether it will cost him politically, Landaburu says, but the Prime Minister has taken a tough hit, which has cost him points in recent polls. The Spanish government has declared the peace process is over, but Landaburu, for one, has his doubts. Spain is used to terrorism, he says, and there are moments of hope and despair. But the country must continue with the process. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。